experience during the blessed month of Ramadan, is the need we were in need of water, we were in need of food, we were in need of sleep. Food, water and sleep is the need of the animal self. And most of us, lucky ones, are 90% animal and hopefully 10% human being. And there are some who look like human being but who are 100% animal. But the feeling of need is divine and has to be cherished. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that he is proud of his fakr, he is proud of his need. Need is extremely constructive and at the same time is extremely destructive. Because when Allah Ta'ala inspires us with the need, it's constructive. When our nafs, our ego, or the devil tricks us with the need of hating somebody, killing somebody, stealing the wife of the neighbor, stealing the money of somebody, and it is destructive. But even when that divine need reaches us from Allah Ta'ala, the next step is ours. Then we imagine that need. I mean, if we need a wonderful dish of food, then we imagine how to prepare it and how it's going to taste, etc., etc. This mosque in which we are sitting now by the inspiration of Allah Ta'ala, to some of us it came that we needed a mosque. Then some of us we imagined how this house is going to look, this mosque, how it's going to look. Then we worked hard to get the money to build it. Then we worked hard to get an architect to make the plan of it according to our specifications. And then we kept working and stone by stone that house was built. And Allah Ta'ala says that I will not give you anything unless you work for it. Now this is a absolutely fixed law. First, the need is created, then the imagination and the thought of how to obtain it, and then the work for it, then the realization for it. So you see, it entails the help of Allah Ta'ala, which initiates, if you want to, this process, but it definitely entails also our effort. Now everything, whether material or spiritual, is dependent on this process. Some people are resistant to this inspiration of Allah Ta'ala. That they do not feel that need. Because those are the people who depend on themselves, and they think that they are the ones who can create their own destiny. They will do what they wish in the way they want to do, and they will not succeed. Some people listen to the inspiration of the necessity of the need, but then they lack the imagination of, if you want to, the preparation for the actual work to realize that inspiration. And some people, which is more general, are too lazy that they go to the point of imagining, you know, of realization of that need, but they are too lazy to do it. And I think it's very important for us to somehow analyze ourselves whether we are capable to actualize every link of this process in our lives. Because all of us, we have been created for a different purpose. Now Allah Ta'ala says that I have created man and jinn so that li'abidun, so that some say so that they worship me, some say so that they serve me, and some say that li'abidun really means li'arifun, so that they know me. But this is the goal at the very end. There is all this process of life on earth, which one way or another, either through worship or through service or through study, so that you will be aris, so that you will know Allah Ta'ala, but you have to go step by step. You cannot go from the ground floor to the fifth floor, that you have to pass to the second and the third and the fourth to the fifth floor. And we have seen this while fasting. The need was there. But the laziness was there too. The laziness is a great sin. Laziness is stinginess of the worst kind. Because all and every one of us, we have got the energy, we have got the strength, we have got the know-how, we have got the mind which will enable us certainly to do anything and everything which Allah Ta'ala asks us to do. So it is like having a whole treasure and being hungry because you're a stinger and you don't want to spend the money to buy yourself food. And I think without exception, including myself certainly, that we are infected with the terrible sickness of laziness, which is a great sin, and we have to work on it and try to get rid of it. And I think one feels it much more during Ramadan, because somehow the activities are limited. So even with limited activities, let's say there isn't too much to do, in real life we say, oh, I don't have the time for it, I don't have the strength for it, I don't have the energy for it, I don't have the knowledge for it, I don't have the money for it. You know, find millions of excuses for our laziness. But in Ramadan, there isn't really much to do, and the need is so strong, and still one feels this apathy. Because one of the things which one felt, my wife said, what is the dominant feeling? She said, it is humbling. But the other feeling, which we of course do not want to admit, is laziness. Assalamu alaikum. I certainly am guilty of it. But then I am 90 years old. Here is an excuse. I am weak and sick and achy, and I am 90 years old. But of course I could do at least 10 times more than what I do. When I am forced to, I do it. Yeah?
Laziness, problem of laziness. MashaAllah, you have achieved so much in this community.
I mean, it's Napoleon Bonaparte seems that nothing is impossible. But with the help of God, that's true, nothing is impossible.
He didn't have the help of God. He ended up on an island somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Something interesting happened to me last Ramadan.
So inshallah, tomorrow I am going home for a couple of months. But that certainly does not separate us, because our care for each other, even from a distance, is still valid. So Guzi is here, but Guzi is the connection, so you can keep writing emails to me through Guzi, and she will reach me and I will certainly respond. And it is summer, it is hot. You can be lazier than you are. It's vacation time. And me too, I am going to be lazier than I am now. So inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives me time, we will see each other in September. Keep up prayer. Remember Allah in things you do. And when the inspiration of the need comes to you, try to do it. Because sometimes it's small, sometimes it's big. And when you actualize the small needs, bigger ones are come, and bigger and bigger and bigger. And eventually, inshallah, we will receive the rida of Allah Ta'ala. But everything starts small. We started small, and we grew physically. O kızım hazır mı acaba? Burada mı?
Kim? O bu hazır değil.
Değil. O zaman inşallah geri geliyor mu?
Sizi ziyaret edebilir İstanbul'da ama gelip gelmeyeceğini bilmiyorum.
Yani Amerika'ya gelip geleceğini bilmiyorsun. O zaman efendim de beladır ya.
Eyvallah. Hı.
İnşallah. Ah, he's here.
Michigan, inşallah. Bir saate kadar Michigan'a hareket ediyorum diyor. Bir saate kadar.
Aha. You're going to drive to Michigan. Please be very careful. I hate long drives. Don't drive more than 5-6 hours a day.
He's not going to listen to that. I told him not to do it.
I told him not to do it too. Told him to fly, but I suppose it's expensive, all this crowd.
Yeah. I almost killed myself last Ramadan. But I did something, and if I may say something about it, our destinies are dynamic, they are not static. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that sadaqah can push away harm. True. Dua.
So we should make him pay sadaqah.
No,
that's a good idea.
That happened to me. Yeah. This happened to me last summer. Sadaqah can push away harm. Dua rises up to heavens. Sometimes fights with harm coming down, or fights with destiny, and swerves it or prevents it.
I show them burada mı?
Correct.
Sorry, sorry. Ayşe. Müzgen yok. See, there is this hadith here. The servant which Allah Ta'ala loves best is the one who makes Allah's servants love Allah Ta'ala and makes Allah Ta'ala love them. So this is Arabic here, I think. You see this? This starts from here. This is Allah Alayhi Wasallam says. And then we eliminate, because there is this section of it which says the ones who watch the sun and the moon.
Right.
So we eliminate that. So just this and that,
so that
and that. I want you to write that in a very musical way. We'll pay you for it. And as big as you can do it.
You want it like an stiff, like that, or straight,
I don't know whether you are capable of making a stiff. Are you capable of making a composition?
That's fairly long for
it's long.
Stiff.
It's long. I think it's better you write
do
it down very nicely. But you know, like this size. Okay, like the best one there.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Do you want it horizontal like that? Do you want it horizontal, longer, or higher?
I think horizontal.
Okay.
It would be easier. Horizontal.
Maybe.
Probably it will fit in two lines.
Two lines.
Yeah. Two lines. But it could be sort of like this size, probably. Like that size, probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The 2 feet.
And then we will use what leaves space around. Because
Tessie.
I am going to ask Mishgan Hanım to make, okay? Here we go.
Thank you.
In Sulus.
Evet.
Okay.
Teşekkür ederim.
What's happening? It's a beautiful hadith. And Allah Ta'ala loves those who make people love him, but the hard part is make him love them.
Allah loves his servants. If they do their faraid, then they do extras. My servant will keep coming close to me until I love him. Then when I love him, I become his eyesight and his hands and his legs. And if he swears, I will give him. You know the hadith. And I was telling you, Baba, how harm can be moved away by sadaqah or by dua. I was making umrah a year ago. Coming out of Tawaf, going to this, you know this needle they use for babies, the lock needle?
Diaper pin.
Diaper pin.
Yeah.
I found one opened up on the floor. I almost stepped on it actually. And I said, oh Allah, this will hurt somebody. So I picked it up and I locked it into my ihram. And totally forgot about it. 3 hours later, we were driving back to the Dammam at 100 miles an hour. And the other car on the other side of the highway, coming in the opposite direction at 100 miles an hour. The other guy fell asleep, turned over right to our side.
Flipped over.
Right to our side. Flipped over. To our side. And missed us by an inch.
Yes.
When I woke up, I wasn't driving actually, I was totally asleep. My mechanic was driving. When I opened my eyes because of the extreme braking, there was a big white cloud. For 3 seconds, didn't see anything. We came out of it. The other man missed us by, the man who witnessed it, he said, as if angels took that car and moved it away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted my very small hasana. And saved us from a very horrible accident within hours. So I my belief in this is multiplied. Whenever you have a chance to do something good, make sadaqah, remove the harm from someone's path, never be lazy.
No question.
Do it. You never know what's going to happen later. Subhanallah. And then I decided never to drive when I'm asleep. That's the other thing.
So I'm gone 2 months. Is there any questions anybody wants to ask? No matter, doesn't matter whether it's about life or everyday life or anything of the sort.
So about laziness, Baba, what do you suggest we do to get rid of it?
Ne dedi?
Tembellikten kurtulmak için ne yapmamızı tavsiye edersiniz?
Think that you are being disloyal to Allah Ta'ala. You are being unthankful to Allah Ta'ala. He has given you a hand different from the chimpanzee. He has given you this thumb with which you can see, try to hold this thing. So you have to hold it like this, and you can hold it like that. You can hold something like this, you see it? Now, if you, this is a huge advantage. And if you refuse to use it, if you try to hold things like this, you know, instead of holding it like that, that is unnatural, and that is thankless, and that's mean. It really is mean. Some gift which is given to you, for instance, that now I will be safari, and if I insist to make my salat not diminished, you know, instead of 2 rakat, instead of 4 rakat, some people do that. You know, some people think that they are being, you know, extra devout. It's simple. Because you are given a gift and you are refusing it, you are saying, keep it, you know, I don't want it. Yeah. I mean, it's clearly thankless, and I think if you believe in Allah Ta'ala and you don't want to insult Him, right? I mean, it's insulting. Besides, what advantage is there in laziness? I mean, if you are lazy in your job, they'll kick you out. Your wife will kick you out. There is no advantage in it. Yeah. It's not even good for your health. You see, for instance, because of my knees, I wasn't able to walk, and the more I sit on my behind, the less I am able to walk. If you are lazy, you become lazier and lazier and lazier. Yeah. I mean, if you don't use car, the car is going to rust. If a machine unused, it rusts. The body is like that too, and the mind is like that too. I mean, if you don't use your mind, I mean, so that I don't go gaga, you know, people get old and they get, what's that called, that sickness?
Alzheimer's.
Dr. Kenan told me to you know, play Scrabble every day with my wife. I'm playing Scrabble every day with my wife, and so that, you know, I use my mind. I, I believe it's. I mean, in this room, there is not a single person who can tell me that he's not lazy. Yeah. And of course, there are degrees. Some of us are more lazy. Some of us are lazy, less lazy. But we are all lazy. And I think it's sinful. It is as sinful, or maybe more sinful, than drinking wine. I don't tell you drink wine, but I mean there are degrees of sin too. That's the famous.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, I think. What maqam are we using tonight in the zikrullah? What were we working on?
Ramazan'dan önce neva makamında.
Ne var? The imagination which I talked about after the inspiration of the need comes to one is one kind of imagination, which is good imagination. Like the architect imagines to build that building and makes its plan. But beyond and beside laziness, and in fact it goes with laziness, that in laziness we imagine bad imaginations. When we are a pauper, we think we are kings. When we are stupid, we imagine that we are intelligent. When we are lazy, we imagine that we are working very hard. And that's the ego and the evil influences. Because the mind continues working. If you don't need it, for instance, in the solution of a problem, then it sort of wanders. And it wanders all sorts of things in which we suffer, you know, very much, especially when we just sit down, nothing constructive, nothing to do, you know, and then we start imagining all these incredible, unbelievable, stupid things. You know. If we are ugly, we think we are beautiful. If we are stupid, we think we are wise. If we are weak, we think we are strong. So in a way, one says that arrogance is the mother of all faults, but I think the arrogance is a mother, who is laziness, who is the imagination, and then it goes to laziness. Who is that?
So you're
going away, huh?
Yes. What? I would like to take a picture now with you.
Well, do it.
Yeah, please. Ya Allah. Azik Muhammad, where are you? Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Abu Kulet.
Very nice. Very nice. Another one. Just in case.
One more.
One more.
This is the most beautiful one. Yeah?
Let me check.
How about you come? Ah, please.
Beautiful.
Can you see how you come out?
Arab Khay Wafiq, Wafiq, please come close.
It's alright.
Come on. Stand up.
Arab Khay Jarab. Arab.
Arab.
Abdullah, sit. Oh,
oh, oh
yeah, yeah. That's
easy to erase.
Let her do it.
I'll do that one, Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Say cheese, Muhammad. Please make me dua because I'm gonna be leaving after Maghrib, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So play Maghrib and Isha together.
Who knows? We may see each other again, still in this world. If not,
inshallah,
in the hereafter.
Maybe in Istanbul, inshallah. Maybe.
We pray Allah to protect you. Give him a long time, inshallah, so we can see all this.
But if we are on the day after, we need you to grab us to Jannah, inshallah. So wait, don't forget me and you keep going on.
Okay,
all right. So wait for me on the boat.